seeks to establish and reflect upon the big picture, the context of events. The reader should gain a broad sense of what happened to the world between 1939 and 1945, but its principal purpose is to illuminate the conflict's significance for a host of ordinary people of many societies, both active and passive participants, though the distinction is often blurred. Was, for example, a Hamburg woman who ardently supported Hitler but perished in the July 1943 firestorm generated by Allied bombing, an accomplice to Nazi war guilt, or the innocent victim of an atrocity? In my pursuit of the human story, wherever possible without losing coherence, my narrative omits unit identifications and details of battlefield manoeuvres. I have tried to create a global portrait. The strategic narrative emphasizes aspects of the conflict which I have not examined elsewhere, and about which there seems more to be said, for instance India's experience, at the expense of others which have been exhaustively explored, such as Pearl Harbor and the Battle for Normandy. The Jewish genocide became the most coherent fulfillment of Nazi ideology. I wrote in Armageddon about the ordeal of concentration camp prisoners, and have here instead addressed the evolution of the Holocaust from a Nazi perspective. So widespread is a modern Western perception that the war was fought about Jews that it should